Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sleva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sleva.
What's up, everyone? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sleva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Well, here it is. Whether you love them or hate them, realtors are involved in every aspect of the game, and today we're going to talk about if they are worth the money or not. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy-to-follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the training tab, and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics, and at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
You know, you get the education piece. We take down the barrier of the hardest thing that we've seen, and it's kind of been the feedback on our episodes, is picking a county. So we can help you through that, get your first mailer out there, and watch you be successful.
Yeah, that's been our biggest, most downloaded episode yet, is how to pick a county. So clearly people...
They're getting hung up on that first part.
Yeah, and we've done it a ton of times. We're going to do it a ton more. So if you want help, just reach out to us.
Man, it's a great week. So this airs on hump day. It's Wednesday today as you're listening, and hopefully it's been a good week for you. It's a exciting week for us around here as we're starting to wrap up the month and seeing the different goals we put in place for ourselves getting hit. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Goals are always fun to hit.
We hit our downloaded goals that we wanted to hit in the first couple of weeks. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of, you know, if they're a demented person, they want to hear your voice. Maybe they're a lovely person, they want to hear mine.
So why would they be demented to hear my voice?
Because I'm an angel and you're what you are, you know?
I think angel's the wrong word.
I don't know.
I'm not being like overly critical of you right now. I could be like, I mean, you go to sleep at 8 o'clock, Papa.
It's nine.
And you don't have kids. Like, it'd be different if you were like wrestling the two wonderful twins I have, 5-year-olds and juggling a wife, juggling a 7-month-old, but...
I'm well rested.
You have Bear, who doesn't like anybody.
Bear is my dog. He is my child.
He's nobody else's dog. He is your dog.
He is definitely my dog.
Yeah. He's a good dog, though.
He is. He is a very good boy. He sits in here with us in the studio. And he eyes me the whole time, and he growls at Justin.
Yeah, it's amazing. I even bring him treats. It doesn't work. Man, so realtors, are they worth the money? You really want to make Christmas awkward at my house, aren't you?
I have really strong feelings about this, but they kind of go both ways, but they are skewed one way more than the other.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to note that Adam was top 25, under 25 realtors some time ago, back when he was youth and younger and more virile. But he might be jaded. We might have an all-out brawl here in the studio.
I don't know if we'll go that far, but like, yeah, I was a realtor. I loved being a realtor, and when I was a realtor, I thought we were super important. But I think by the end of the show, you may realize
you've changed your opinion.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think about like I said, my little brother's, and I don't know if he even actually listens to the show. I would hope he does, because he's in real estate, and you know, your older brother has a real estate podcast, so you would kind of think that you would listen to it, but I don't know if he does. So I'm going to throw this out there, Patrick, if you are listening, you are my realtor when it comes to investment properties, and I love you. But if you feel like anything's pointed at you, it's not. It's generalized. So I'm throwing that disclaimer out there because I don't want Christmas to be weird.
We should have done a different topic then.
No, I think we need to rip off the scab on some of these topics, because you know, when we talk to people, when they talk about their real estate, when you say, hey, yeah, I'm investing in real estate, oh, right, great. You know, my realtor, That's who the majority of people think are the real estate experts.
Oh yeah, you are right about
and,
that.
And that
you, I just felt my blood boil when you said that.
Yeah, and I that scares me to think, because I do know some really great real estate agents or realtors, and they are great at their craft. They have learned how to build trust, build rapport, get leads, get people in front of houses, read the people and what they want, and put them in connection with that. And that's what it takes to be a solid real estate agent.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of touched on it there, but what I heard you say is like, they build relationships, and I didn't hear you say that they sell your home.
I mean, your real estate agent doesn't sell your home.
Then why do they get so much money?
I mean, let's think about it. Let's look at the actual, just like the structure of the deal, right? Real estate agent comes over, he hires a photographer. Photographer takes pictures. They take those pictures and they write an ad like you would on Craigslist or eBay, listed on the MLS, and it sits there like in this listing service, and the buying real estate agent actually goes in and shows the person. The person walks in and says, "Ooh, I love this," or "I hate it." Real estate agent goes, "Oh, you love it. Let's put a contract on it." So they write the offer to the person, submit it, and then there's some negotiating that goes on. Some real estate agents negotiate extremely well. Some just, "Oh, you got an offer today. Cool."
Yeah. Okay. So this is my main problem with it. When I was a realtor, man, I thought I was so good. And like, I was selling a lot of houses, and you walk in and you tell these people all this stuff when you're on the listing side, and you kind of spin it so that they think that you're doing something that not every other realtor is doing. But what it basically boils down to when you're a listing agent is you're just putting it on the MLS. Mm-hmm. You're not actively going out there and selling the home, right? Your job as the listing agent is to market it so that the buyer's agent comes in with a buyer. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think that everybody understands that, because like, there's so many people that think, well, my realtor didn't even sell the home and now I owe him $12,000.
Yeah.
And that gets to me.
It does. There's a trainer at the gym I work out with. Her, she likes to buy houses. She kind of like buy houses like I buy cars. She like wants a new one every like year and a half. Her and her husband, they go in and they remodel and make them theirs. And 2 years later, they decide that they want to try something else. And so they just bought and sold a house, and we were talking about it. And she's like, we were talking about our realtor woes. And she's like, yeah. She goes, I don't want to hear you complain. And I'm like, why? She goes, my realtor just made $60,000 off me. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
she
what?
She was her selling agent for a $500,000 home and her buying agent on a $500,000 home. So she got paid 60 grand. I'm like, dang, she must have got you a great like move-in welcome home. She goes, she got me a $50 gift card. And I go, oh, wow. I said, she didn't give you a discount for being your buyer? And so she goes, thanks for rubbing it in. I didn't know that was a thing. And I was like, what? I said, that was $15,000.
Yeah, that, I'm glad you brought that up. I got a friend who lives in Colorado, right? The housing in Colorado is expensive, mm-hmm. and it's on fire. And my good friend, she has bought and sold a home like, I don't know, every 18 months, 2 years or whatever, mm-hmm. right? She's the same realtor each time, mm-hmm. and she's buying homes in that $500,000-$800,000 range. Mm-hmm. I asked her when I saw her the day, I said, did your realtor give you a discount? She said, yeah. She gave me 2.8% on the listing side instead of 3%. And I'm like, on a $600,000 home, you got a 0.2 discount? This is your friend? Like, that's robbery.
That's close friend.
Yeah.
Oh man. So are they really worth the money? I will say that I have used realtors on land, and I wrote them a check, and what sold the property was them putting the sign on the property. It was a raw piece of land. The neighbor saw the sign, called his friend, and his friend came back, and you know, we sold it on a day and a half on the market. I couldn't get up to that property. It was just it was a weird time. It was in a weird place, and I couldn't get to it. So I called a local real estate agent to take pictures for me, because hey, we got to get pictures of our property to list them online. I couldn't find a photographer in that area. I said, you know what? I'm going to call like a real estate agent that looks like she has listings going on there. And she closed me on that call. She goes, yeah, I got the pictures. I know exactly. She goes, I got some buyers lined up for that area. And I'm like, quick sell? Okay, what do you have? I'll pay for a quick sell. Mm-hmm. She's like, I got some buyers lined up for that area. Let me, I'll run up there and take some pictures of it and I'll give you some feedback here. Give me about 45 minutes. And I'm like, action, great. Mm-hmm. This one's on top of it. She goes and puts the sign up. The neighbor walks out, talks to her. Why she put a sign up? She goes, yeah, it's going to hit the market for, I think it was $78,000. She calls me. She goes, hey, would you take 60 and owner finance it? I had like 15 in it. And I'm like, yeah, I will. But this is what I need down. She's like, okay, cool. So I got the down payment, cut her commission check, and we went on our way. You know, she was worth that money for me at that point.
Yeah, I was going to say, in this instance, she definitely sounds like she earned her money, right? Yeah. And that does happen, right? So I know I kind of jumped out there negative to begin with, but there are realtors that are worth their weight in gold, right? Yep. And she definitely sounds like she was. And I mean, I'll give that to you.
Yeah.
Right. And there's also other times when people, they may not be in a sales position. They never sold a home before, right? Mm-hmm. They need someone to come in and help them.
They don't understand the contracts, what things to look at. But I have seen, realtors where I'm pretty aggressive and I like things to be done exact certain way. I don't want to call it anal retentive, but I think I'm pretty simple, but I'm pretty stuck on how I want something done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, it's like simple things like the way the sign's placed, you know, when you're doing an open house, how are you marketing it? I want you to be involved in every aspect of that and sell it like you're on the juice for it. And, you know, sometimes if I don't get that feedback or that feel from you, I'm going to keep, if I love you, I'm going to ride you hard. Mm-hmm. If I don't like you, I'm just going to fire you. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, my job is, if you're going to be my real estate agent, you have to be as invested in it as me. And if you're not, then I don't need you. You're not worth the money to me.
Yeah. I think you just kind of said this, right? Talking about open houses, like, that's one of the things that gets me big time. Mm-hmm. They might put signs out, and then sometimes they just put an open house sign on top of your for sale sign.
Yeah.
And you don't even live on a busy road.
Yep.
So the only people that are going to see that are the neighbors.
Yep.
That realtor is not worth their money.
Nope. No, it's not. And I'm glad you said that. And I'm not going to go down that road because I had that leads into the next part, the negotiation, how you got the deal and what are we looking at? And if you could just lay over on it, you know, I recently had this one where I felt like I had to push them into fighting for that deal for me. You know, I'll walk away from the table if the deal's not right. You get paid if I walk. You don't get paid if I walk away from the table. You're sitting there on it even longer. Mm-hmm. So go to bat. At least let's try. You know, if they say, well, I'm not going any higher. Okay, well, I guess we're at an impasse. You know, you get to that negotiating 101. You know, that's the thing for me is that you have to be able to go to fight for your client.
Well, sometimes, and so this is another good point, or sometimes the realtors, because they're commission only and because the next home sale for them might be several months away, like, mm-hmm. are they really going to go negotiate for you, or are they just looking for the best deal for them so they can put food on their table?
No, you're exactly right. That's a great question. And that's why, to me, some of the most successful real estate agents, they fight every deal at the point it is. They don't worry about that recurring income because they treat it like us. Like, we go to bat on our deals because we're invested in it. We're here, we're now. We're going to worry about that. And the rest will take care of itself. You know, I'm dealing with a real estate agent on one of my new projects coming up. She reached out to me about a current project I had. And she says, hey, I have some buyers that may be interested in that area. What's your price range? I told her, she goes, oh, it's perfect. She goes, the house looks great. You did a nice job on it. She goes, I might have an investment property coming up for some people. And I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, can I look at it? She's like, yeah, they're not ready to market it, to list it yet. And I said, I buy off market. I understand that. I just walk through it. Give me 5 minutes inside the house. You don't even have to come. Give me the code. I'll walk it. So she does. I walk the house. I make an offer. And she's like, she goes, man, I think we need to get a little bit more. And I was like, this is the numbers. This is where I'm at. This is the best I can do. So I can do it now and I can close in like 4 days. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. She was kind of thrown off by that. She's like, well, my contract team can do it. And I said, all I need these people to do is sign this page and send it to my title company to have it done. She's like, it was going so fast for her that it wasn't comprehending. This chick is like number one real estate agent in North Texas, but she's smart enough to catch what I'm telling her. I'm like, hey, work with me on this and I'll give it to you on the back end. You're going to get a relist. You know, you'll get the listing on the back end. And she's picking it up and she's like, boom, okay, investor, it's going faster. This, I like this, I like this. And I think it went to a speed that was uncomfortable for her because she's normally having to carry the people through. And that's maybe why we're jaded at our point, is because we, like, this month, me and you talked before the show, I've done buys and sales this month, probably for January of this year, 40 deals, 45 deals. Mm-hmm. How many real estate agents have really done 40 deals in a month?
There's not a realtor who can do that many. You have to have a team.
Yep.
And then you kind of become like out of reality because you're not in the weeds every day. But that's actually a good point that how you talked about our business, because should we use them in our business? I guess it's like the question. And for me, as someone who likes the sales end, maybe it's because I've been a realtor, but I would say even there's a lot of land investors who haven't been professional realtors, mm-hmm. but they know how to sell. Mm-hmm. They know the contracts, they know everything. So on my end, I don't know if I could ever use a realtor.
Really? And like I told you, I have, because it benefited me. It was worth the money. It was what the service they provided for me at that time. on my houses, I use a realtor. Do I need to? No, because I know how to do a listing. I've got a professional, professional house photographer that I've known since I was like six. The dude's amazing. Mm-hmm. $150, he'll come shoot my house for me. Okay. Yeah. And then a flat listing MLS, I'm $400 in. So, you know, why would I use a realtor? Well, hey, my brother's a realtor and I want to throw him some business. So I use him. You know, it's not, mm-hmm. not good, bad, or indifferent. It's what you do for family. Mm-hmm. The other realtor that I'm using, she brought me the deal. I'm going to fix the house up. I'm going to give it back to her as a courtesy. You know, that's respect thing. Mm-hmm. And if she does well, you know, I've told her, hey, if you have any more of these deals that we need to, you have a contingency on a sale, the house won't pass inspection. Bring it to me. Let me make an offer. I can even trade them into the new house. You know, that's where I think realtors miss the mark so much is creating that flow of, you know, you're always looking for that next, you know, residential buyer. You're not building your investor team. So how do you get that investor team behind you to where you have an all-in-one solution for your buyer, your normal client?
I see what you're saying. Like if they came to me and they put in the work and they made it, you know, made it to where it was a no-brainer for me to use them, mm-hmm. then I would consider it. But in my experience so far, even as a realtor and as an investor and as a home builder, and I just very rarely do I come across it.
Yeah. And I know of three realtors, like off the top of my head, they are super good at their job. Like I watch what they do and how they do it. And they're topping their teams too. You know, they're starting their own teams. They've got people working underneath them and they are solid at what they do. And that's great. They hustle, they build their brand. You always see them marketing themselves. But at the same time, I'm like, $150 photographer, me listing it on MLS is going to get me pretty close to what you're doing. So is what you're doing worth the extra $3,000 to $5,000?
That's what I would argue. That's like my biggest point here is a photographer and putting it on the MLS. I don't know how many properties, what the actual number is that don't sell from views off the MLS. Cause mm-hmm. you know, the MLS filters to Redfin and Zillow and all that. And mm-hmm. almost every buyer out there starts their search online and then calls a realtor
yep.
when they find something. So it's just unnecessary in my opinion. I can't get over. I want to like, cause this is like a, you know, I want to give feedback good and bad, but like, I'm struggling.
Yeah, I see that, and it's funny to me that you were a realtor and like you're not like the pro realtor guy in this conversation, where I thought I would be like the negative one just because of the deals, the way we had negotiate last week on with the realtors and how I'm getting mad. And again, Patrick, I'm sorry for the heated conversation. I consider that motivation, but you know, I want to know that my realtor is going to bat for me, and if that's all we can get, that's all we can get. But don't lay down at the first no. You have to keep pushing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of surprised, too, that I'm so anti.
Yeah.
Because when I was a realtor, I said this earlier, I was dead set that we were absolutely needed. Mm-hmm. And I worked hard. I was working sun up, sun down. I was marketing like crazy. I was building relationships. And now that I've taken a step back and I'm the one that actually owns the properties and I see what they're doing, like, man, I don't know. I think what really got me is that when I flipped the duplex and my realtor, I had to pay him like $14,000 and they did nothing. They didn't even price the property right. They priced it. They wanted to put it $70,000 over what I thought it was worth.
Yeah.
That right there was a red flag. And then they didn't even do anything except take a lot of money.
Yeah. No. And so we're talking houses and single families and, you know, duplexes. And that tends to be what we sell a lot of with realtors. In your land business, does it work? You heard me show an example of, you know, me using a realtor in that market because she had a buyer's list. She could get up there, get the pictures for me. And did it cost me more than me hiring a guy off Craigslist to go take pictures and things like that? Yeah, but I wouldn't have had to sell so quick. So, you know, that velocity of money, would I have wholesaled that same property for 10 grand more than I paid for it? Yeah, you bet your butt I would have. But in this situation, I paid her commission and, you know, we both went on, we made a little money and I have a relationship out of it. Now she watches everything our company does. And if she hears I'm in that area or if I have a property in that area, she'll go check it out for me because we have that vested relationship. So you can see where people are worth the money and where it's hard to justify the spend on them. So
we're getting kind of long.
Yep.
Anything else you want to throw in there?
No, I think that there's a right situation and a wrong situation, but you need to have that honest conversation with your realtor that you want to ensure they have a vested interest in you selling and selling your property for you.
Yeah, I'll agree. Look for the hardworking one, the one that brings the deal to you to make it impossible for you to turn away from.
Yep.
All right. We're going to call it quits there. But before we sign off, want to talk about Texas Land Investors with Casual Fridays.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have rented out a room at Top Golf here in Fort Worth. We're going to be talking about land. We've got guest speakers. We're going to be doing a podcast. We've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a two-hour golfing social event. It's going to be amazing, guys. You need to get signed up to come check it out.
Yeah, no, for the price, you're going to have guests that it'll normally charge anywhere from $250 to $450, $500 for half-hour conversations, and you're going to have them in a room together. The seats are limited. We've already started selling out, or selling now, so, I mean, we're starting to see the seats go pretty quickly, and it's not a huge room, but you're going to be able to network with, of course, us. You're listening to our podcast. We'll be hosting it, but, you know, you'll be able to network with people throughout the land investing niche, which is awesome.
Yeah, and you can get all the details for that on our Facebook page, Casual Fridays REI. Also, go check us out on Instagram. And then last but not least, if you haven't had a chance, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us and subscribe, rate, and review the show. It guarantees that we come back each and every week, and we'd love you for it.
Yeah, no, we thank you for letting us come back and being a part of your airwaves.
All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you on Friday. Thanks.
Have a great week.